Okay. Only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first... There. The last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
Hello.
Duck and Trussell Family Harp.
I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. Came down from heaven and I danced on earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be. The scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John. They came to me and the dance went on. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be. And I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. Danced on the Sabbath when it cured the lame. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and they stripped and they hung me high. And they
unfollowed.
Left me there on the cross to die.
Unfollowed.
Dance, wherever you may be. I
unfollowed.
Am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead
unfollowed.
You all wherever you may be, and I'll lead
oh, God.
You all in the dance.
He's lost it. Shut up.
They cut me down and I leapt up high. I am the light that will never, never die.
Unfollowed.
You
unfollowed.
You
shut up.
You fucking shut up, you piece of shit. I'm trying to sing Lord of the Dance.
Nobody wants to hear that. You're cucking for Christ.
No, I'm not. I'm not cucking for Christ.
I'm cucking for Christ.
No, I'm not. I've always... This is a great song. It makes me cry every time.
You made me good to cry.
Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. I can sing whatever the fuck
mad.
I want, you fucking
mad.
Piece of
hurt
shit.
Your feelings.
I'm gonna fucking dox your ass.
Oh, really? If that you roll that free
fucking
speech.
Parasite, you piece of fucking
you
shit,
fuck,
Paris.
Fuck. You're the fascist. I protect the marginalized.
Piece of shit.
Fuck you.
This is an emergency broadcast of the DTFA.
Hello, everybody out there. God bless you all. That was me singing one of my favorite hymns, Lord of the Dance. I've always loved it. It's very sweet. It's actually, I think, I don't know which came first, the Quaker version of that or that version of that. Maybe somebody in the chat knows, but the Quaker version of that is called Simple Gifts. And it goes... 'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when you find yourself in the place just right, it will be the valley of love and delight. Beautiful too. But I like the Christian version of it too. And Mr. Zombafield, it definitely makes me cry too. Before we get going with the main chunk of this podcast, I'm kind of mortified that I have to do this because, you know, my theory when you're getting swarmed by people is it's better to either like double down and lean into it or ignore it. And as I think some of you know, some time ago, a video pops up, and in that video, a clip got used of me in a podcast with Johnny Pemberton. Johnny Pemberton asks, says that is Peter Thiel the Antichrist? And what it, the reason this was perfect timing was because I had recently gone to Peter Thiel's talk on the Antichrist. Now, if you want to watch the totality of this clip, I was going to play it, but just watch the Johnny Pemberton episode. It happens like, in, I think, in the last quarter of it. And so in this clip that they used, I say I don't think Peter Thiel's the Antichrist, and I don't think Peter Thiel's the Antichrist. I also said, so I'll just summarize what's in that clip. I said, I went to that talk because I'd heard Peter Thiel was evil, and I wanted to see that. I think I heard, said I heard he was Darth Vader. I wondered if the temperature in the room would drop a few degrees. And, you know, I'm a very curious person. And so if there's a chance for me to, like, be, like, directly in the presence of somebody who is a has been labeled as, like, a very evil person, I want to see that. Like, what's going on there? What are they like before the show starts? How do they talk to people? What's going on there? And in this video, I said what was my direct observation of the experience of watching this. He didn't seem evil. And he seemed smart, really smart. And I feel like I have, like, fundamental theological differences when it comes to his interpretation of the book of Revelations. Now, because I said that, and because this landed on this video, which in a broader sense, and I think a sort of satirical way, seems to be saying that I am part of a cabal of Austin comedians who are fascists, who are maybe trying to take over the federal government. And I think from my clip, the anonymous person said that, implied or said directly that, like, I can't say things that go against what Rogan thinks and, like, that I'm getting paid off by Peter Thiel or Palantir, which is not true at all. At all. None of that's true. None of it's real. None of it's true. The idea that I'm censoring myself for fear of upsetting one of my best friends is just batshit. The idea that maybe I have to run things by Rogan before I say them, batshit. The idea that a technocrat oligarch is interested in infiltrating the podcast of a mid-level podcaster to disseminate ideas is batshit. And I thought it was hilarious. I really did. When people started sending me DMs and stuff, the whole suey eyes, I've got suicidal eyes. When those things started coming in, I legitimately thought it was funny. Creepy, but funny. And the reason I thought it was funny was because, my God, like, I was trying to imagine what that looks like, getting checks from Palantir, getting checks from Peter Thiel. I was trying to imagine a scenario where in some serious phone call with Rogan, I'm like, Joe, I just wanted to say some things about Peter Thiel on my podcast. Just want to run it by you to make sure it's okay. Like, if I did that, like, if anything, if I actually did that, I bet we probably wouldn't talk for like a month. He would be so weirded out by me. And so looking at something fundamentally incorrect, fundamentally wrong on every level, which, by the way, if you've listened to my podcast for any amount of time, you should know that. If you've listened to my podcast for any amount of time, you know my feeling when it comes to war. You know what I've said on Rogan's podcast, this podcast. I've said it over and over again and weirdly gotten in trouble for that too. It's always bad, always wrong, always horrifying, terrible, bad, terrible, terrible. And me making a direct and honest observation about an experience that I had, and then taking that direct and honest observation and spinning that in some way I've been compromised by the oligarchs, that I'm a bootlicker, fascist, Nazi, is bat shit crazy. It just is. Now, again, all of this was very funny until a few days ago, Charlie Kirk got assassinated. And then it stopped being funny and became just fucking creepy. And here's why. On top of those of you who have been like harassing me through my DMs and in my comments gleefully, on top of that, many of you have chosen to start attacking my wife because she's Christian. So that's real. That's a real fun thing when you're living with a very pregnant person who is making the bad decision of going online and reading comments written by people happily saying things like, Duncan's wife has controlled him, is changing him. Duncan's wife is the reason that any of this stuff has happened. Attacking her faith, attacking what she fully believes, and then applying some distorted reality to that. And again, this is like the swarm. It's been insane. It's been crazy, the amount of people who've been doing this. And I think I would have let it go on forever and I would have kept making pangolin videos just because it was so funny if there wasn't just this massive act of political violence that just happened. And so then it just gets spooky. I got to go on the road. And thanks to many of you, before I go on the road, I have to like hug an upset pregnant person and try to make her understand that I'm not going to get shot. So hopefully this response, though I doubt it'll do anything for some of you, hopefully some of you out there who have been picking up bits of information from this video or from other videos and using that to spin some kind of distorted reality, understand that like, by participating in harassing people for saying something that you don't agree with, or even worse, for saying something that was taken out of context, not just from that podcast, but from all the podcasts I've ever done, spinning that into some crazy distortion that I'm compromised, that I'm getting paid, that I'm like have phone conversations with oligarchs is psycho, man. And you should watch out. And I don't mean watch out because of something I'm going to do other than this video. I hope I never have to do anything like this ever again in my life. But watch out because this stuff is poison, man. And it's really sad to think that many of you have a genuine interest in making the world a better place. Many of you have a legitimate, genuine desire to see a more harmonious, beautiful world. And to imagine that your brain is being hijacked and that you're being directed to attack people who, again, my theory of podcasting from the get-go has always been just say whatever's on my mind, whatever it may be. That's what I've always done. Like, I've been podcasting since, I don't know, 2012. And all I would do is just ramble, you know, which is what I still do. Like, what these solo episodes are, that used to be the opening monologue that I would do in front of the podcast. Now, the weird thing about doing this live is I can't edit it. But back in the day, I would just, like, spend all this time trying to, like, come up with, like, a cool intro. Usually in that intro, I would say, like, whatever was on my mind. And back then, you know, what was on my mind is a little different than what's on my mind now. For those of you who've been with me since the beginning, some of you have, you've seen me go through testicular cancer, both of my parents dying, getting married, having kids. You've seen me go through like a lot of crazy shit. And quite often, like I would say, like in those opening monologues, it would sound like I was giving some kind of advice, but really what I'd be doing is I would be kind of like saying things that I wanted myself to hear. And, a lot of you really responded to that. You loved it, you know, like because, you know, I have like dealt with like endogenous depression because I have had real suicides. Like I've been suicidal like in the past. And have like really confronted that in my own life and had realized like how horrific unaddressed, unacknowledged depression is. I had to find a way to like communicate to the world, like, fuck, man, what am I going to do? Here's what you do. And it was me trying to give pep talks to myself. It sounded like I was talking to you, and I was, but I was also talking to myself. The point is, zero latency is what I was always going for. I didn't want to have to think about what I was saying. I didn't want there to be any kind of filter in between whatever was going on in my head and what I was saying to you guys. Pure honesty. That's all I ever wanted to do. And that's what I did. And to me, one of the things that really sucks about some of these like accusations is that you're saying that I'm changing the way that I'm saying isn't reflecting who I really am. And where it gets paradoxical is that if I started doing that, if I let this like weird harassment campaign from a bunch of people affect me and started, if I came out and said some horrific things about the people you would love me to say horrific things about, if I came out and out of some kind of cowardly fear, like threw one of my best friends in the world under the bus just to appease you guys, at that moment, I would cease being anything that I could look in the mirror and think was okay. At that moment, I would become a monster. I would become the very thing many of you are accusing me of. If you think knowing my audience, if you think knowing like maybe the people who came here from the Midnight Gospel, that I have some financial gain or benefit from saying things that don't align with a specific worldview, which these days gets categorized as progressive or leftist or whatever the fuck you want to call it, you don't understand my audience. There is no real benefit in articulating the way I feel right now, probably in the sense that just by saying I don't think this man that I've never met is the Antichrist has gotten death threats. People have sent me fucking death threats. An anonymous video goes up online and people have sent me death threats from this. So if you think that in some way I'm grifting for the right, that all of a sudden money's pouring into me from the fucking Heritage Foundation or Palantir or some other fucking massive corporation, you need to do some thanking because that's not happening. But even worse, what you've accomplished is you've upset a pregnant person. So congratulations. If that's what you were going for, if you wanted to freak out a very pregnant mom who's trying to like take care of like three kids while her husband goes on the fucking road, you did it. Mission accomplished. If that was what you were going for. But the other thing is this, if somehow your goal in this was some weird form of intimidation or coercion, if you thought like if enough of you suddenly started blowing up my DMs and my comments, ridiculing me, attacking me, or doing all of the things that you've been doing, that was in any way, shape, or form going to affect what I say publicly, you're fucking crazy. Like, nut. That's nuts. That's not going to work at all. That just doesn't work. And also, and this is the last thing I hope I ever have to say about this. For those of you who are posting things along the lines of, oh my God, what's happened to him? He's not one of us anymore. He's changed. For those of you who are like, I'm out of here, man. I can't do this anymore. I don't want you here. If you feel okay, like doing like harassing me, talking shit about my family publicly, speculating on like what my home life is like, what my relationship with my amazing wife is like. If you like are calling yourself some kind of fan, but then you're also saying his wife is oh my God, I'm so disappointed. His wife is Christian. Oh my God, I'm so fucking, like, he's talking about Jesus. Oh my God. I just can't, if this is you and you're doing this publicly, just know that, like, though you're not sending death threats or anything like that, you're part of a bigger momentum, which in the, like, which of which a tiny, infinitesimally small percentage has already sent me death threats. Now, I don't know who made that fucking video, but I do have a feeling that your intent wasn't to get me killed by a psycho. Pretty sure. If it was, then who are you? And I would invite all of you who have in some way, shape, or form been influenced by this video or by whatever crazy shit you're seeing online to really ask yourself, if the conclusion is that I'm being paid by Palantir, that I am having to like censor myself for Rogan or anybody for that matter, if that's what you've gathered because of the influence of something you've seen online, you should really ask yourself if maybe like you're not diving deep enough into the media that you're consuming. You gotta really do your own research and use your own rational mind to try to make sense of reality as it is, not as someone else tells you it is. Because, man, one thing I think we all agree on in this world is we've got to de-escalate. Things have got to cool down somehow. And like, it, you know, if I seem like angry, yeah, it does make me angry. It does make me angry. It does. It makes me angry that I have to comfort my wife because people have decided to believe that I'm being paid off by oligarchs. It does make me angry. And it is scary. If you wanted to scare me, yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's scary. But the main thing is, it's not true. That's the saddest part of it. It's just not true. I don't think the path to the sort of harmonious reality that you're seeking is through intimidation, coercion, aggression, or lying. I just don't. And I don't care what the media is you're consuming. If that media is distorting reality, you got to ask yourself, who does this serve? What does this do? Most importantly, does this get us any closer to a more peaceful world? And if the answer to that is no, then why are you letting that into your head? Like, why? Like, what's the good of that? Where does it get us? I don't think it gets us anywhere. So listen, if you're upset, if you think I've become some kind of like any of the number of things that you've called me, I think the very best thing you could do, if you think this media, if my podcast, if this in some way is influenced by technocrats, oligarchs, or nefarious status forces, then I think the best thing for you to do is turn it off. Tune out. I'm going to put a list in the comments down below of a lot of really great political leftist podcasts, some of them that are very funny, that you should go to and watch and enjoy and absorb. But this is not that. This isn't a political podcast. This is just a podcast where I like to talk to people who have interesting things to say and ramble. And generally, it's absurdist. And generally, whatever the fuck I'm saying, I might seem very confident in it at the time, but quite often my mind changes, sometimes in a matter of minutes. And so if you want to take anything that I've said on this podcast and then weave some insane conspiracy theory about it, then that's fine. But do me a favor. Leave my fucking wife out of it, man. What are you doing? Leave my family out of it. And really, honestly, it's not fine. Like, I legitimately just don't understand it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you guys are. I don't know what it is. But one thing I can tell you wholeheartedly, I'm not you. And you are never me. If you're someone who thinks intimidation, harassment, political violence of any kind is okay, we are not the same. I'm not you. And if, oh my God, my views just went down by 90%. I lose 90% of my viewers. That's all of us. I'm not you. I never was you. I never was you. So you got to ask yourself, am I the one that changed? Are you the one that changed? And by the way, the idea that change is upsetting, I get it. It is upsetting. Change is scary. I don't like it. I don't like it. I would love to be able to press pause on blissful, beautiful moments in my life and world history. I would probably do that. I'm lucky that doesn't exist, because if their ability to pause reality at the best moment of your life was there, I would be stuck at fucking Burning Man on DMT right now forever. So there's so many moments I would have paused, and then I wouldn't have experienced all the moments that followed whatever tumult was in between. Yeah, I've changed. I'm gonna change. Hopefully. My God, if I stop changing, fuck, that's when you should get worried. I'm human. I change all the time. Honestly, I probably should change more. My clothes stink. But the truth is, whoever you are, whatever you are, even the bots out there, lay off, man. Like, it's like, move on. Find some other, like, pregnant people to harass. There's got to be ones who are like actually evil. I don't know. Don't harass pregnant people is what I should have said. But yeah, don't fuck with my family and stop fucking with me. And in general, I really truly hope that we can all find a way to like press reset, because that thing that just happened with Charlie Kirk, and just did a podcast with David Nickturn, which you guys can watch, addressing it, talking about like, what the fuck do we do now? And one of the many things he said that I really loved is, it's like, you know, you gotta like feel it. You gotta get in your heart. And it doesn't feel good. Like, no, like, just strip away all of the everything except the event itself. Horrible. Horrible. Let yourself feel it. How bad that feels. How sad it is. How tragic it is. And then don't participate in anything that moves the needle closer to that happening again. And that's the last I'm going to say about this shit. So, fuck you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Now, we've got much more important things to talk about. Specifically, can you pull up Comet Atlas for me, Josh?
Got it.
Wait, I'll pull it up. I don't think you're on the same feeds that I'm on for the better. Let me pull this up, you guys. Hang on one second here.
Is this it? From NASA?
No. I got to get to the, there's more you're going to get from that. You're going to get some stuff that's true, but fuck, dude, a lot has been happening since then. And, hang on one second. Let me find it. Okay. This is real fun. This is real fun. So as many of you know, and I'm so sorry that I keep talking about this, but imagine being my kids or my wife. This is what I'm obsessed with. We have an interstellar object called 31 Atlas, which is going to be closest to Earth on October 29th. Whatever, no big deal. I mean, it is a big deal in the sense that there's only been a few of these interstellar objects that have been recorded in the course of human history. And that's fascinating no matter what, just from like I guess from the perspective of an astronomer or a cosmologist. Whoa, that's fucking cool. We're used to these motherfuckers coming in from the Oort cloud. We're used to these things in our galaxy that have their own little paths and patterns. So anytime you get a visitor from deep space, it's fucking wild. Just that alone is wild. It's cool. It's weird. Now, as many of you know, a while back, we had one of these visitors, Oumuamua, looked like a big old healthy turd, went shooting around the sun, did the slingshot maneuver, as it's called, which launched it out of our galaxy. And that was weird, but an anomalous, but, you know, and Avi Loeb, the Harvard astrophysicist who's taking a lot of shit right now for his open discussion on this, the possibility of, like, if this was an alien ship, that's probably what's one of the things you might expect, has made a lot of interesting commentary on the great space turd, Oumuamua. Now, Atlas is another of these things. But here's what's interesting about Atlas. And you can look up all the anomalous shit about Atlas, but there's a few really interesting things about it. One is, when a comet, which is usually made of ice, enters into the heliosphere, the ice, it starts melting. And this was what creates the tail of the comet. Atlas, for some reason, which nobody understands, the tail is in the front. And there's a lot of other aspects to it that don't make any sense either. Let me see if I can find some more anomalous things about Atlas. Let's see. Anomalous Atlas characteristics. I'm bummed that I didn't. Here we go. This is Avi Loeb writing this. He was on the podcast. I've been wanting to reach out to him, but I figure he's getting so many interview invites. I'd love to talk to him about this. A tantalizing feature of the highest resolution image of the interstellar object 31 Atlas is the unexpected appearance of an anti-tail. This image of 31 Atlas was taken by the Hubble Space Telescope, where the object was at a The anti-tail is an extension of the glow of scattered sunlight around 31 Atlas toward the sun and not away from it. As typically the case for comets, this anomalous anti-tail is not a result of geometric perspective, had never been reported before for solar system comments. In short, our new model associates the glow around 31 Atlas with scattering of sunlight by ice fragments that are shed from its surface rather than refractory dust particles as previously assumed. The point is, this fucking thing isn't acting the way it's supposed to act. It's not following the script. Now, here's where it gets cool. This just came in today. Astronomers just spotted a fourth interstellar intruder bigger than 31 Atlas, roughly 40 kilometers across, barreling in on a hyperbolic path. It's labeled whatever. God, please let me name these things. Please. I will happily do it for free. Stop naming it C2025ZTFQ2. Come on. Call this Pegasus Star. Inbound from the Oort cloud, perihelion, blah, blah, blah. But the point is, this fucking thing is going to be somehow coming in. Well, I'll just read what it says. October, that puts it in, the sun from Earth's view around October 29th, the exact day 31 Atlas swings closest. So both of these things, coincidentally, happen to be coming in, not just at the same time, but are going to be closest to Earth on the same fucking day. What the fuck is happening? It's probably just a beautiful cosmic coincidence. Again, and I hope that God and the universe forgives me for the ear beatings that I've been delivering to my family about this stuff. But I was talking about this with my oldest son. He's so wonderful. I'm like, I was explaining it to him, and he's so wonderful because he really has this like kind of scientific mind. And he goes, "Well, Dad, it's probably a comet that just has things that are different in it from any other comet, but it's just a comet." He's so brilliant. I'm like, yes, yes, my little Neil deGrasse Tyson, you're right. That's right, probably. But it's so exciting to imagine that it wasn't. It's so exciting. Now, we have got to pull up, and then I'll move on from the UAP topic. Josh, please look up Yemen UAP. Hit by Hellfire missile. I know I already showed this, but there's new video of this fucking shit. Find the video, please, Josh. This fucking thing, we got to show the one where it lays the little eggs. Maybe just go right on YouTube and see if you can find it. It lays eggs. These little guys shoot out of it. And we didn't show that in the last one. Maybe just play that one. I don't think that's the same one we played. It sucks. I got to start. When I'm doom scrolling, dude, I got to start sending you links, Josh. This is not fair to you. Get off of that guy.
Is this it?
Yeah. Somebody slowed this video down. But this is fucking crazy, man. Just watch this shit. There's the missile. Bam. Now let's pause it right there, Josh. Go back a little bit. Right there. Now press play and pause real quick so you can see this. That, stop. So this thing laid eggs. It shit its pants. It freaked out. But it ejected these three things that in the debunking videos they're saying, well, that's fragments from this thing that got hit. But somebody is I don't know where it is, and we're not going to waste time trying to find it, but those are not fragments. They all have the exact same shape. They're all symmetrical. And so basically this little guy, I mean, I don't know if it's little, it could be big, but in this video, I like to think of it as a little, cute little guy, got hit by a Hellfire missile, bounced, the Hellfire missile bounced off of it, And then these little probes came out of it. And nobody knows what the fuck it is. Are they eggs? There's a Hellfire missile, one of the most advanced missiles in the arsenal. Boom. These little guys. And then they just start following it around. And nobody knows what this is, guys. So when you take videos like this, which didn't, I don't think this happened recently. This video, like, I don't know when it happened. But if you take videos like that and then mix that in with now we got these two big ass motherfuckers flying in at the same day. It's like, dude, why are we shooting the babies here? Why are we shooting their babies with Hellfire missiles? What are we doing? They're coming now. They're coming. This is like a bully at a playground, and whoever was bullying called home. Now we got these things coming in. They might not be so happy with the fact that we've been beating up their kids. Dean Williams says, that's called mitosis. Now, is it mitosis? Wouldn't it split in half? Not to be a biology nerd, Dean Williams, but wouldn't it split in half if it was mitosis? That looks more like laying eggs. I think that's a scientific term. That little guy laid eggs. Fear eggs or something. And I don't know what it is. But this is all happening right now. And let me tell you, if I was a weather forecaster, I would do weather reports for good times and bad times to eat weed. And right now, I'm going to say this might be one of the worst times in human history to eat weed, at least in the last 100 years. Wouldn't you agree, Josh? Having edibles right now, bad idea.
I've been doing extra edibles, actually.
So are you serious?
If I can push past that, I think I'll get it'll come together.
I like you more every day, Josh.
I might be wrong. I might be wrong.
I just can't imagine. I just feel, I do feel a deep compassion and empathy for all the people out there who are eating too much weed and turning on the TV, because it is not a good time to be stoned and watch TV. Let me just say this. If you are someone who likes psychedelics, if you're somebody who likes ingesting marijuana, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I hereby solemnly swear that while stoned out of my mind, I will refrain from looking at my phone.
Or my TV.
Until I come down. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you, God.
I love you, God.
And Buddha. I love everything.
I love everything.
And I can't remember what I was going to say. I think I'm going to go eat something from the pantry. Amen.
Amen.
The world right now, though, it's so wild, man. Like, I am legitimately shook. And it's... If there ever was a time where your brain is going to get hijacked, it's right now, man. Truly. Like, one way or the other, your brain's going to get hijacked. I've never seen... Whoever, turns up the propaganda faucets, boy, they got them on high right now. And it is wild out there. It's rough in them streets. And I'm the king of doom scrolling, baby. Let me tell you. I go deep. I go down dark, terrifying rabbit holes happily. Just peel off all my clothes and squirm down into the mud. Go in deep. But fuck, dude. I have met my match here. I've met my match. This is too much. Nobody should have to deal with this stuff. And I'm worried about, I feel so terrible about is like, you know, I'm not proud of this, but I did go through a period of before I would go to bed, I would watch footage of Ukrainian drone kills. I don't know why I did that, but I did. I guess I was fascinated by just how absolutely dystopian and terrifying it was that, like, you know, we had this new form of high-tech war happening. And I would just watch, and I would feel so bad. I would go to sleep and have horrible fucking dreams. I'm just saying, like, I have a fairly, like, thick calcified callus around my pineal gland from my horrific lack of internet hygiene. But a lot of people who haven't seen shit like that, who might not be like us, they just saw some of the most horrifying shit anyone ever saw. That was just wretched. So when things like that happen, man, people's minds get opened up. And, you know, this is why, like, when you hear about cults and stuff, and when you hear about, like, how quite often mind control is achieved, it's like you freak someone out and then you inject. Scary. And I keep saying this to myself, like, I'm not going to go online. But how do I stop when there is a beautiful, massive, anomalous comet headed towards the Earth? I need to know. When there's UAP footage coming out every day, imminent disclosure, when there's terrifying cultural ripples happening from the Charlie Kirk assassination, how do you stay offline? Anybody have any ideas? Let's take some super chats, Josh. Ah, Slurn, I love you back. Thank you so much. Haley, thank you so much. We are very excited at the Trussell House for a new edition, let me tell you. Oh, Silver is waiting for a baby. Isn't that the best? It's especially the best when you don't have to have it inside of you. Like, I can just put my, I get the joy of putting my hand on my wife's belly and feeling the baby move and talking to the baby. And then I go to bed. You know, I don't have someone's arm punching my bladder. Haley Ann is asking me if I've played Cult of the Lamb on Switch. I have. I love it. Great game. Really, really good. I played it for the longest time. It was so fun. Really good. I didn't play it on Switch. I played it on PlayStation and on from Steam. I got into that game for a second. It's pretty cool. Vin Maxwell? You know me, Duncan. Oh, Vin! Hi! I do know you, Vin. How are you doing? I'm still watching every cast and always thoroughly entertained. That, Vin, is the goal. For sure. And, okay, let's move on. I have some other things that I would love to share with you guys. Just one moment.
What is it called when you enjoy showing people disturbing things on your phone just so you can absorb their reaction? What does that say about you as a person?
Well, that's a great question. I've thought about that before. The bad news spreaders.
Yeah.
Ages ago, we had one of these solo episodes where we talked about mimetic possession, which is you sort of like get contaminated with a meme and or like, you know, a little packet of fear data. And for some reason, you want to share it. The closest I can come to what that is when you fart on a plane. And even though you're embarrassed, you take a little bit of like, you're kind of like, whoa, that was like so many people must endure this. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, but you're like the difference is like if you fart, unless you're like a teenager or something, you're probably not going to be like, dude, come here. You got to smell this fart. It's so rancid. Speaking of which, Josh, go on YouTube, would you? There's something. Something I have to show you. I hope you can find this. Pull up someone sprays fart spray. Because it connects to what you're saying. Someone sprays fart spray on What are those things called that spin around? Those spinny rides.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gravitron. Someone sprays fart spray on Gravitron. This is fucked up. God, I hope you can find it. Of course it's not there. It was on Instagram. Well, do just quickly show dinosaur costume fart spray. These are important. No, do the montage there. Don't play sound. Do the Pikachu. These are some of the funniest videos of all time. Pause it for a second. Here's what's happening here. For those of you who don't know, for my dear innocent children out there, these inflatable costumes, they're kept inflated by a fan that blows air into them and keeps them inflated. So that means some monster, some demon, some truly evil person figured out that if you spray fart spray into the fan, these people are essentially in an inescapable fart prison. But because they're wearing silly costumes, it just is so funny. Go ahead and roll it. Watch what this one's the best.
It turns and looks.
It's really bad, man. If you've ever sprayed that stuff, it is. There's that
Why wouldn't you take your hands out of the sleeves?
You don't.
Immediately?
It smells so bad. You're panicking. You can't. You know. You. It's so horrific. You.
Oh, that's a real fart.
Okay, stop. See, that's all of us right now. That's all of us. You see, what's going on here is we all are wearing some kind of inflatable costume. And right now, man, if you don't have good internet hygiene, you're just spraying fart spray into your own zeitgeist and you can't get out. You panic, you know? You panic. And that's what's really interesting about what you're saying. It's like, not only do we like to share horrifying things with each other, but we like to just, like, if there was an internet for farts, no one would.
It's called Reddit.
Truly. But there are good corners of Reddit. I've discovered them. What's it called? I've discovered a great subreddit. Because, you know, there was a time when Reddit wasn't always like this. There was a time when Reddit was, like, actually not what it is now. But hold on. You just have to, like, with Reddit, you have to take control. You know what I mean? Like, you have to really, like, actively mute a bunch of subreddits and only subscribe to a few. And then suddenly you can cleanse your Reddit. Like, it is possible. But let me see if I can find this. It's called Reddit. What's it called? Oh, I bet if I just, I'm subscribed to it. It's so funny. I'll send you some clips from it. Let's see. My Reddits that I'm subscribed to, Reddit Silk Song, Reddit UFOs, of course. Somehow Reddit Hollow Knight, but I didn't mean to subscribe to that. Not that it's a bad Reddit. I just never go on there. Reddit Telepathy Tapes. Hold on, where is it? I'll find it.
It really changed after the GameStop thing when they kicked everybody off for that.
I don't remember. I just remember all of a sudden it was just like, all of a sudden it just felt different.
It was like in 21.
Reddit, Pepe, cryptocurrency, Reddit, Mars, Reddit made me smile. Let me see here. Reddit, Factorio. Hold on. Some of them I didn't subscribe to, but they're just there. So I don't know what's going on with that. Like sometimes Reddit will just like throw shit that you don't want to be right in front of you that you weren't interested in, but it thinks you're interested in it. Reddit, am I overreacting? Is very funny. Hold on. I'm sorry, you guys. I got to find this, though. It's a really good one if you're looking for Reddit Discordian Society. I like. Let's see here. Reddit Science is really good. Hold on. Damn it. Let me see. Well, now I feel like an asshole because it's not, it's called Reddit Doom. It takes the most doomer Reddit posts and reposts them. Let me see if I can find it. Doomer subreddit. Oh, I feel like such a dummy. I've like, it's all that's been showing up in my. Does anyone know the Reddit I'm talking about? Oh, Doomer Circle Jerk. Thank you, Claire Barton. Pull up Doomer Circle Jerk, Josh. This is the funniest fucking subreddit of all time. So this just finds like the funniest. Let's see. I rarely come across politics if I choose to stay away from it on my phone. You can create your own environment. Pick up a hobby. So someone is saying this. Pick up a hobby. Focus on your personal network and improve yourselves. Politics is everywhere, and the internet exacerbates all bad things. Response. Must be nice to be so oblivious. For real. Tell me you're a horrible person without telling me you're a horrible. Literally, just, the person's like, just do a hobby. You don't have to be online all the time. Let's see what you do. Let's see. Keep scrolling down. Hold on, go up. Oh yeah, here we go. Click on that one. I despise lazy affirmationist hope posting. Somebody's mad at these ideas. The indomitable human spirit. Why should I sulk when I can love and grow? These people hate this. Okay, find another one. Keep scrolling down, Josh. Anyway, this is a good one to sub to subscribe to. Internet culture in the face of optimism. Hope is just cope, but with better branding. It's so sad. Scroll down. Keep going. There's a really good one that's about to come up. Okay, wait. Oh, yeah, here we go. That looks like it was from 4chan, not Reddit, but I just cannot believe this is it. This is life. There is no magical third act where I am the star in some fantasy adventure. I won't suddenly gain superpowers and fight cartoonish villains. This is it. This is all it will ever be. 50 more years of quiet, drab misery. Our one shot at consciousness is spent on something so unimaginably boring. My gift of sentience is spent wage slaving, consuming media, messing around with hobbies that will never fill the void, eating, shitting, cleaning, and that's all there is. Now, what's really funny about this is you could just change, you can read the exact same thing, but just change the tone. Ram Dass used to talk about this. You could be like, this is the worst depression I've ever had. I'll never come out of this. You could be like, wow, this is the worst depression I've ever had. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a comedic brain.
It's a comedic brain. It's to some degree, it could be an enlightened brain because you could be like, wow, I can't believe this is it. This is life. There's no magical third act where I'm the star in some fantasy adventure. I won't suddenly gain superpowers and fight cartoonish villains. This is it. this is all it ever will be. 50 or more years of quiet, dry misery. It's like, you can make anything okay. You can alchemize anything. This is the power of being human, friends. It's not that you shouldn't acknowledge reality as it is. It's not that you shouldn't look out at the landscape and that you're wrong because you see things that are terrifying, horrible, awful, fucked up. But where you get to be a human versus like a dog is that you can actually alchemize that. Instead of turning this into some doomer post, you can make the next step. You know what the next step is there? Hmm. We. Stop thinking about just yourself. Guess what? There's lots of other people who think that way too. And they feel like shit like you do. But you know what? Instead of bemoaning reality as it is, all you got to do, this switch you got to flip, is think about if there's a way that knowing all these things, you can still help. You can get out there and help. Not by posting shit on Reddit, but just help. Think about all the poor people out there who think just like this, but maybe even worse. Because your gift of sentience doesn't have to be spent wage slaving, consuming media, and messing around with hobbies. Your gift of sentience while doing these very things can be spent having pure autonomy over who you interact with, how you interpret the universe, and what you do with your sentience. This is the problem. This is victim. This is victim-y. It's like you have been given sentience. You are self-aware. You've become aware of some facet of reality that is, you know, I mean, I would criticize some of that. It's like, no, you're not going to suddenly gain superpowers, but you never know.
I think the problem is at the very beginning, I am not the star. Like the,
oh God, you caught it. I didn't even catch that.
They're mad because they didn't, you know, become the center of all attention.
Oh my God, that you're so right. There it is. That is the nucleus of it, isn't it, Josh? Oh my God.
Just be a regular dude. It's all right.
Yeah, it's like that. That's the problem, isn't it? You want to be the star. It'd be fun to be the star, I guess, but it'd probably get old. You know, that can't be fun after, like, you know, having superpowers. Like, you want to sleep. Like, in the middle of a nap, shit happens. Jesus Christ, I don't know if you've heard of the Paw Patrol, but, like, you could just call them for anything, and they have to show up. That would suck. I'm sure sometimes the Paw Patrol is, like, taking a shit, and then they get a call, somebody's chicken stuck in a tree, and they got to go. They're on the case. Now, we're going to wrap this up. I got to go, and thank you for listening to me in the beginning. That was quite cathartic, and I do appreciate all of you very much for sticking with me. But before we split, does anybody have anything else they want to say?
Ego be like the butt plug of suffering.
Ego be like the butt plug of suffering. Now that, friends, is a great tattoo. That's a good one. And a nice, beautiful sort of calligraphy, a nice, elegant calligraphy. There you go. Ego is the butt plug of suffering. The only problem is butt plugs aren't always bad. I guess it's contextual. Thank you, Stacy Chan. And I got you too. You got it, Indigo Raven Cat. My pleasure. Immortal Dude says, please move your mouth closer to the microphone and get a shave. God damn it. I'm so tired of people criticizing my beard. But that's justifiable criticism. That's true. I can't argue with you. That's real. I need to shave my beard. I need to get it groomed. Maybe that's one of Aaron's alt accounts. Yes, Angelo. I would love to see your art. Hit me up on Insta. Thank you, Cat B. You guys are sweet. Thank you so much. Love you guys. And I love my job. And I love that I get to do this. And I will never, ever, ever forget that I couldn't do this without you guys. And I will never stop feeling lucky or grateful that I get to do this at all. and thank you for that. God bless you. I don't know what to tell you about the whole Charlie Kirk thing and all the other stuff that's going on. Just be, you know what? Here's the lamest, clichéest, hackiest thing to say. Try to be kind to yourself right now, man. Just, if you can avoid going online, and I'm talking to myself now, avoid going online. There's nothing you're going to find there right now that I think is going to cool you off or make you feel good or soothe you. And God, it's the most cliche thing. I'm sorry, because sometimes the hackiest, most cliche things are, they're like that because it's true. Get outside, man. Get some sun. Like just basic shit. Non-complex things. If you want to, like, I'm sorry for self-promoting, listen to the podcast with David. He's such a beautiful teacher, and he really, like, I think had a lot of great things to say about this that sort of cut to the core of what's going on for a lot of people. And he did a meditation that maybe if you're interested, you could do that. But I love you guys. I got to get out of here. I'll see you next week. Until then, Hare Krishna. That went.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Okay, only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first, there, the last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.